A blue sky sits over a city. Hallmark Media presents. The ground and buildings are covered in snow. Title: My Argentine Heart. A Front Street Pictures production, starring Julia Gonzalo and Juan Pablo de Paz. In an office, a woman sits in an empty boardroom, staring ahead and taking a deep breath.
Cut it out.
She shakes her head.
You got this.
She collects herself and a bald man enters.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, no worries. Abril Torres.
Greg Patterson.
Sit. They shake hands and sit.
So, Abril.
Greg smiles at her.
Great name.
Thank you. My father was from Argentina.
I've always wanted to go there.
It's beautiful. I spent every summer there when I was a kid.
Lucky you. Listen, Abril, I'm going to cut straight to the chase here. Your resume is great. Dual MBAs, senior consultant at Davro, running a team at McKinney Financial. You've developed strategies for some of the biggest Fortune 500 companies on the planet. And then...
Greg eyes her.
Nothing. For a year. Why?
Abril tilts her head.
Greg, I'd rather focus on the future and what I can do for you and your clients. Paradigm shifts, visionary thinking, disruptive innovation. That's where my strengths lie, not in the past.
Greg sighs.
Listen, Abril,
He leans forward in his chair.
I know who you are. I mean, you're sort of a legend. You're the business consultant who almost drove a $1 billion corporation into bankruptcy. I need to know what went wrong.
Abril falters.
Greg, I would be good at this job. I live, breathe, eat business strategies. It has been my entire adult life, and my track record of success far outweighs one little hiccup.
He raises his brow.
One little hiccup?
She forces a smile.
Come on, Abril, give me the inside scoop. Okay, I can use it to scare my junior consultants into working weekends. You're like the ultimate cautionary tale.
She shakes her head.
Thank you for your time.
Then stands.
Please let me know if opportunities arise in the future.
She extends a hand.
Thank you.
Greg stands and shakes it. She grabs her bag and leaves. Later at an apartment.
Hey, Mom.
Abril's on the phone.
Well, the interview didn't go great, but don't worry, I still have savings.
She grabs food from a pack.
Yes, I'm eating. Not exactly oat cuisine, but I'll cook tomorrow. How are you?
She removes the food from a package.
Oh, actually, Mom, could I call you back? Belinda's calling me.
She looks at a video call on her computer and answers.
Hola, cuz.
Hola, amiga. ¿Cómo te fue la entrevista de trabajo?
Okay, come on. You know my Spanish isn't that good.
Belinda smiles.
I asked how the job interview went.
Well, I'm eating toaster pastries out of a box at 4 in the afternoon. You decide.
Oh, I love toaster pastries. Another point. I'm sorry about the interview.
Okay, enough about me. How are you? How's the ranch? So sorry, la estancia. So yeah, I remember some Spanish.
Well, that's actually why I'm calling. I got an offer. Someone wants to buy the ranch.
Brill furrows her brow.
What?
I think we should take it. It's a good offer.
Belle, why would we ever do that? You love it there. I love it there. I loved our summers there.
You haven't been here since you were 18 years old.
Abril looks off.
When el abuelo passed
and left the ranch to us, you were in America living your dream, and I never faulted you for that.
Abril frowns, sinking in her chair.
But I was here.
And it's just been me for all these years. I think it's time for me to live my dream. I could use my half of the sale to finally open a restaurant.
Okay, there's got to be a way that we can, I don't know, have our toaster pastries and eat them too?
Abril shrugs.
How?
I don't know yet. But Belle, this is what I do. I look at companies and I find ways to make them better. I can get you your dream without selling the ranch. And maybe in the process I can add another successful story to my resume. Maybe this is the ticket I need to get my dream back here in Boston. Please, let me try.
Okay, what do I need to do?
Clean out a guest room?
Abril smiles and Belinda furrows her brow.
Wait, what? ¿Me estás hablando en serio?
Are you coming to Argentina?
Abril shrugs.
Yes!
Yes!
Belinda beams.
Will you make toaster pastries?
Abril eyes the box.
Deal.
Belinda and Abril laugh. Later, a plane flies in a blue sky. It passes over snow-capped mountains. A valley below is filled with water. The city is filled with many tall skyscrapers. An Argentinian flag billows in the wind. Abril pushes a wheeled suitcase. She carries a bag on her other shoulder. Her hair is up in a bun and she wears a gray suit. She smiles, looking around at the city. People walk under lush trees.
Abril!
Abril turns. She's greeted by Belinda.
So good to see you.
They rush to each other and hug.
Are you going to a meeting? Why are you dressed like that?
Abril looks down.
What's wrong with the way I'm dressed?
Did you forget it was summer here? It must be at least 32 degrees.
Okay, what's the conversion to Fahrenheit again? Take it times 2 at 30.
Close enough. Okay, you can change back to the ranch. But first, we have to salute the national flag. Which means drink some Malbec and eat a steak. You've been gone too long, Amelia.
Belinda takes Abril's luggage and her hand, and they walk off. The city is filled with many historical-looking buildings. At a restaurant, Eli Lobo, Belinda and Abril sit at a table. A server pours them red wine. He nods and walks off, leaving the bottle.
You ordered a whole bottle? It's lunch.
If it was dinner, we'd get two.
Belinda toasts.
To my cousin, mi mejor amiga.
Ah, I remember that. Best friend.
They clink glasses and sip their wine.
Mmm.
They put their wine glasses down.
Okay, so tell me everything. Are you seeing anyone?
I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere. The dating pool, it's not exactly deep.
Well, what about that guy? He worked at that restaurant a few towns over. I mean, you guys had a lot in common.
He spent all his time watching soccer matches on his phone, including while we were on dates. No sex. Just once. I want to date someone who owns a tie.
I spent the last 15 years dating guys who own lots of ties. I promise you, it does not make them grown-ups.
Whatever happened to romance? Passion? Your heart fluttering every time you see each other? Viva el amor. Long live love.
Oh, I haven't heard that since
Diego.
Abril looks off, nodding.
Oh, Diego.
Belinda tilts her head.
It's a blast from the past.
I thought the two of you would last forever. Until that last summer. And then he broke your heart.
Oh, no. Let's not give him that much credit. He was a childhood sweetheart. My romantic idea of a gaucho complete with a guitar. And then he just rode off into the sunset, never to be heard from again. And I haven't thought about him in years.
He moved to Mexico.
Mexico City. Yeah, he went into finance and then he just...
Belinda gives her a knowing glance and Abril rolls her eyes.
Okay, I looked him up on social media a few times. But then he fell off the grid. I have no idea where he is.
Well,
Oh, come on. Look at that.
Food is served.
I really have been trying to eat less red meat.
Abril cuts into a steak and takes a bite.
Okay. I have been gone way too long.
Yes, you have, amiga.
Oh, it's delicious.
The sun shines over open fields. A large house is surrounded by lush trees. A dirt path leads up to the house. A sign on the house reads, La Rambla. A horse speeds around a corral. People watch the horse. A man leads another horse. A man cleans a horse stable. A gray-haired man walks by and stops. He walks over to the stable. The man cleaning the stable has wavy, almost curly, dark brown hair. He turns to the gray-haired man.
I have never seen someone so happy to be mucking a horse stall.
The younger man has a beard.
Love your work and I will love you right back. Who taught me that? You did, Papa.
They share a smile.
And this is good on its work. It's its own reward.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say it now. It took you a while to understand it.
What I don't understand is why we're speaking English.
Well, you know, I want to practice.
For what?
Well, you should know. Belinda's coming back from Buenos Aires.
The younger man shrugs.
And?
With our very special guest.
Who's that?
Abril.
Abril? No, she arrives on Tuesday.
Well, today is Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday? What?
He covers his face.
No, I'm not ready. I can't see Abril like this. I gotta change.
He shrugs.
Oh, you still have feelings for her, huh?
No, that was that teenage romance thing, and we both went different directions, literally.
Then what should it matter what you look like when you meet her, no?
Dad, this is business. And first impressions are very important.
Mon Dio, you're doing a good, honest job that you love. I'm sure she will understand that.
Yeah, I gotta change.
He pats his dad's chest and walks off. Later, an SUV drives on a dirt path covered in lush trees. They approach the large white house. The gray-haired man approaches with a gray-haired woman.
Andres, Eli.
Abril, qué bueno verte. So good to see you.
Abril hugs Andres. Then Feli.
Oh, I've missed you.
And what do you think? Is it everything you remember?
Abril shrugs.
And more.
She turns and points.
Who's that?
The bearded man approaches.
Oh, that's Diego.
Her eyes widen.
No, that's not Diego. Mm-hmm. Diego? Mm-hmm. He was here?
She turns to Belinda.
Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, about that. I got distracted by lunch. Well, the Malbec may have played a part.
Andres and Felice smile as Diego approaches.
Lil, so nice to see you.
He hugs her.
Diego, hi. Good to see you.
He looks her up and down.
So you're back.
So you're back?
Yes, I work here with my parents on the ranch now.
Really? Well, that's good to know. Would have been good to know a little earlier.
Would you like me to give you a tour?
Oh, Diego, come on. I practically grew up here. I know my way around.
That was many years ago, and there's so many changes. Like the new stables. You need to see that. Wanna come?
Sure.
She nods, then turns to Belinda.
No toast or pastries for you.
She walks off with Diego.
This is going to be fun.
Andres smiles and nods.
So, when did you move back from Mexico City?
I told you I live there.
Oh, I guess I heard it. From Belinda, probably.
She shrugs.
I mean, it's not like I looked you up online or anything.
Of course not.
Diego smirks.
Yes, I worked in finance, and I didn't like it.
Why not?
Because I realized I don't like having a boss. So I sold everything, and I traveled the continents. And I worked in ranches, I played music, I talked to people. I wanted to be free, and I was free.
They walk along a path.
Who's playing you in this movie? Oh, sorry, I just, I wanted to be free and I was free?
Yeah.
What is all that?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? We grew up together. You were this funny guy who liked American TV and hip-hop and read poetry. You never took this whole gaucho thing too seriously.
Well, how about you?
Well, what about me?
You were running around here pretending to be a gaucho with your knees scraped and muddy clothes. You were... What's that word?
He looks off and snaps his fingers.
Free.
I'm still free.
Your expensive suit would say otherwise.
She looks down.
I just got off the plane. I haven't had time to change yet.
I think a lot has changed. Come on, I'll show you.
She furrows her brow, then follows him. They arrive at a pink stable building. The wall has images of people on horseback. She smiles and gapes, looking at another photo.
Exhibit A.
That's me.
A young Abril smiles in the photo.
My abuelos.
They stand with a horse.
Did you put up all these photos here?
Yes, and upgraded the paint, expanded the stable so we could board more horses.
She nods, impressed.
I can see that.
So, tell me about your life now. In Boston, right?
Abril's eyes narrow.
How did you know that I was in Boston?
He shrugs.
Belinda must have told me.
Oh.
She smiles and nods.
Yeah, I'm still there. I was working as a business consultant for a long time, but now I'm looking for new opportunities.
In Argentina?
No. Just, no, I'm only here because Belinda's talking about the...
Diego eyes her.
Well, it's just a long overdue visit.
He nods.
I haven't been here since...
She looks off.
That summer.
Her focus returns to Diego.
Yeah.
It's a good summer.
They all were. I looked forward to them.
Too.
They pace together along the grass.
How long you stay?
Maybe a couple weeks. Then Iguazu Falls on my way home. I still have never been.
Yeah, we were going to do that together.
Yeah, we were going to do a lot of things together.
They approach a fence, and she leans on it. Diego rests his arms on it. They watch a horse trot.
Okay, so I have to ask. You left.
He listens intently.
Home. You left home. And now you're back.
He nods.
How do your parents feel about you freeing yourself from your finance degree and successful career just to come back here and take over your father's job as a caretaker?
He looks down.
My grandfather worked for your grandfather's. My father after that. We built this place, we birthed the calves, we trained the horses. My people have been gauchos here for centuries. I am here to preserve their traditions, their legacy. So no, I'm not just a caretaker here.
Diego.
She shakes her head.
That's not...
You know, I think we should get you back to the main house. You probably want to change out of your clothes.
She smiles and nods.
Sure.
Yeah.
They both walk off. Nighttime at the main house. Abril and Belinda sit at a table.
Everything is so good.
Good enough to be served in a restaurant?
Good enough for a chain of restaurants.
Food covers the table.
Okay, so have you figured out how it's going to happen yet?
Well, I'm going to sit down with the financials after dinner and run some numbers, dig into the offer. We're going to figure this out.
Okay.
Did you tell Andres and Feli that you are considering selling?
Oh, well, actually, Diego...
Oh, let me guess. He gave you the whole speech about the life of a gaucho.
Well, you know, he loves it here.
Yeah, I get it. I do, too.
Abril shrugs.
After my parents divorced, it was always two households, two cultures, two different versions of me. Too American to be Argentinian, too Argentinian to be American. But when I was here, none of that mattered. Here, I felt like I had solid ground under my feet.
And why did you stop coming?
Abril tilts her head.
Well, I always meant to come back and even retire here. But in the meantime, I got busy. I found solid ground back home. My career was, well, was being the operative word.
It'll be an is again, starting here.
Thank you, Belle.
She holds up an empanada.
Thank you, Belle.
Abril bites into it. The sun rises over the ranch. A horse is led across a field.
And then the assets minus amortization, but then the market position.
Abril paces in a living room. Documents are scattered on a table. She holds one. Belinda enters carrying a coffee and wearing a robe. Abril turns to her.
Amia, did you not sleep at all?
No. I've been up all night trying to sort through all of this. Most of it is in Spanish, so I hadn't, depending on translation apps. But I think I'm getting really close. I can't quite
You drink all this mate?
Yeah, well, it's basically herbal tea.
Belinda holds a
it's
container.
It's basically rocket fuel. There's enough caffeine in this to keep you awake for a week.
Oh, is that why I'm seeing strange colors?
Okay, you need to get some sleep.
No, something just isn't adding up.
Yes, the papers are upside down.
Abril flips them. Belinda puts down the container.
No, I'm so close. I can't quite figure out something.
You take a walk, clear your mind? Maybe that will help.
Okay.
And leave those here, please.
Belinda takes the documents and leads her to the door. Abril opens it and steps outside. Belinda sighs, watching her. Outside, Diego rides on horseback. Abril paces in a field. Diego approaches her. She startles. Oh. He smiles down at her.
Shouldn't sneak up on people.
Should I wear a belt?
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Thanks.
He hops off the horse.
Okay, what is it? You seem a bit jumpy.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I just, there's a problem. I can't figure it out.
Can I help?
No, it's business stuff. It's just financial statements and proposals and...
I worked in finance before I became a caretaker, so...
Diego shrugs.
Right. Sorry.
He smiles at her.
Okay, listen, I know that Belinda told you that there's an offer to sell the ranch.
Yes.
But this company that wants to buy it, this DTM, is offering a lot less than what the property is worth based on my research, and I just...
She shrugs.
I can't figure out why. I mean, am I missing something? Is there something about this property that would account for that?
No, the property's fine. Also, they're offering a very fair price. It's just below market value. And if it's all they have and Belinda wants to sell...
Yeah, but Belinda doesn't want to sell. She just wants to open a restaurant. And I don't want to sell.
You don't?
No. No, what I want is to eat the toaster pastries I have.
Diego furrows his brow.
It's a metaphor. I'm sorry. Never mind.
She scratches her forehead.
Maybe instead of buying, they invest.
Well, what if they don't want to invest? What if they want to own the ranch?
Well, then we don't call it an investment. We can just take on a partner.
But they don't want a partner. They want to own the ranch outright.
How do you know?
DTM.
He eyes her harshly.
Diego, Teodoro, Mendez.
Abril gapes.
You? You want to buy the ranch?
Yes.
She furrows her brow.
I thought that's why you were here, to sell it to me.
No, I'm here to find a way so we... Don't sell the ranch to anyone.
Well, then we have a problem.
Yes, we do.
He stares off, then shakes his head.
What are we going to do about that?
Well, I don't know. Yet. But I am going to go convince Belinda that the best idea is to keep the ranch.
No. I'm going to go and convince Belinda that the best idea is to sell it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Abril hurries off.
Hey.
Diego follows.
What if I sell my half to Diego and then you two can own it together? I mean, partners.
No, I don't want partners.
No, he doesn't want a boss.
Listen, if I had a partner, you would never be my boss.
Oh, so you'd be the boss of me.
Belinda, I know that I can solve this. I need to solve this. You said you'd give me a chance to figure out a way to get you your restaurant without selling the ranch. Will you please still give me that chance?
Yes, of course.
No, great. Belinda, you said you'd sell it to me.
I said if Abril agreed.
Abril doesn't agree.
You will.
I won't.
Andres and Feli step out.
We'll see.
Yes, we will.
He glowers.
Is everything okay?
They turn to Andres.
No!
They both storm off.
Remember how I said this was going to be fun? I was wrong.
Belinda sips a drink. Daytime at the ranch. Belinda enters Abril's room as she exits the bathroom in a robe with her hair wrapped in a towel.
Did you sleep?
I did. I'm totally refreshed and ready to get back to work.
Abril, I don't want this to cause problems between us.
It won't.
What about you?
Abril puts on earrings.
What about him?
I was including him in the us part of I don't want this to cause problems between us.
Well, that I can't promise. But he's obviously got this grandiose vision of him riding in like a heroic gaucho to save the ranch. And you know what? The ranch doesn't need saving, and neither do we. And I'm going to prove it.
Belinda nods skeptically.
How?
Well, we need to start fighting fire with fire.
I don't understand.
Belinda's eyes narrow.
First rule of business consultancy is to fit into your environment. Make it seem like you belong there.
She tilts her head and nods.
Okay, so?
So, we're going shopping.
A smile grows on Belinda's face. Later, Abril steps outside dressed as a gaucho. She wears a hat with a round brim, a green scarf, white t-shirt, and long white pants. She spots Diego and confidently walks over. He stands with a horse that's hitched to a post. He brushes it. Abril steps in a pile of manure. She looks at her boot.
Nice boots.
Thank you.
She wipes her boot off on the grass.
Who do we have here?
Megan.
This is a stallion? So he's Megan the Stallion?
Diego smiles and nods.
Yeah.
You're doing, I suppose.
I will introduce it to Ross and Rachel later.
She chuckles.
So these boots, are they your business strategy for the ranch?
No, I'm still reviewing documents, so I could understand how everything works. I love Belle, but organization is not exactly her strong suit.
Well, that's why she relies on someone who understands the ranch without having to read a bunch of documents.
And that, my friend, explains the boots. To have a good business strategy, you have to do research. And I'm not too proud to admit that there are things that I need to learn in order to make an informed recommendation.
And who are you going to learn all this stuff from?
She eyes him, raises her brow, and nods. He nods.
Me?
What's so funny?
So you want me to help you convince Belinda not to sell the ranch to me? Why would I do that?
Well, I still own half this ranch, and you are an employee, so technically...
Don't say it.
I'm your boss.
Andres joins them.
Buenos dias.
Good morning, Andres.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Look at you. You're coming on the ride today, right?
Oh.
She shrugs.
Today we take the horses to the Pampas. You want to learn about the ranch? The trail ride is the best place to start.
Well, then yes. I'd love to.
Wonderful.
Andres eyes Diego and smiles.
Let's do it.
Later, a group take off on horseback.
So how many rides do we do a day?
Let's see. We do one every morning.
Well, that seems like a missed opportunity for revenue. Shouldn't we be doing multiple today?
No, it's too hot in the afternoons. And difficult for the horses and the tourists because it can get above 30 degrees.
Times two at 30. Got it. What about nighttime rides? Campfire tours could be fun.
You know what? That is a great idea that I've already implemented with Belinda's blessing. Yeah. But there's so many things that need to be taken care of around here. The fence line needs to be checked every month. Supplies reordered every quarter. Then the horses and the cows need to be fed and watered daily and vaccinated every year. And we have to make allowances for all these repairs that come up all the time. On top of that, you have the group bookings and seasonal hirings. But I can save you some time if you want. And, you know, just explain my business plan.
You have a business plan?
He eyes her.
What? Are you surprised that the caretaker can make one?
Oh, come on. You're going to have to let that go. I never meant it to be.
My family have been here since before I was born.
Oh, here we go. Diego, I checked with Belinda. You've only been back here a few months. You've been gone almost as long as I have. The only difference is I never wanted to leave.
Well, you always left.
She eyes him and frowns. The horses cross a field. Diego leads the pack, followed by Abril. She smiles, looking around at the open green field. the sun shines over the large grassy landscape. A stream cuts through it. Abril stands on a rock at the edge of the stream. Diego joins her.
You remember when we used to race to the other side?
He tosses rocks.
You almost drowned, I had to carry you?
No, I pretended to drown so you could take care of me.
Oh, yeah, keep telling yourself that.
He smiles and shrugs.
Would you mind taking a photo?
Of course.
Thanks.
A tourist hands him her phone. She poses. Abril smiles and watches.
Perfect.
He takes a photo and returns her phone. The tourist walks off.
So this is your daily life, huh? Just...
He tosses another rock.
Ride horses to the river, take pictures of people.
No. Sometimes we ride horses to the lake and take pictures of people. Why? What's your day like?
Well, if I'm working, I'm sitting in front of a computer for 12 hours until I remember to eat.
And if you're not working?
I worry about why I'm not working. Just send emails, check my phone.
So you're working even if you're not working?
She considers.
Yeah.
And how's your family?
Well, my mom lives in San Diego, but we talk all the time. And after Dad passed, he...
Oh, sorry. He was a good man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
She looks off and smiles.
He thought about coming back here and running the place. But since he was gone and Belle's parents didn't want it, Grandma and Grandpa left it to us.
He fiddles with a rock.
Sometimes I wonder what they were thinking.
He looks down at the rock in his hand.
That they loved you.
He sheepishly looks up at her. She smiles back at him.
I'm sorry, that first picture didn't turn out very well. Could you take another?
The tourist returns.
Oh, sorry, yes, but you know what? Let's go to this spot over here. It's okay. Much better, it's more beautiful.
He leads the tourist away. Abril looks around and sighs. Later, the horses walk under several trees that line a path. They return back to the ranch and dismount their horses. Abril almost falls off, but Diego catches her.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I could have done that myself.
Yeah, she wasn't looking for a knight, she was looking for a sword.
Diego smiles at her.
You still read poetry?
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess not everything has changed.
Seems so.
Well, thanks for the trail ride. I think that will really help with my research.
Anytime, boss.
She smiles and wags her finger at him, then walks off. He smiles to himself. Daytime at the ranch.
Hey, Belle. I need you to explain something to me.
In the kitchen.
Oh, do you need a translation?
Belinda's hands are covered in food.
Oh, no. How about I hold and you read?
Abril walks over with a document.
What's this?
Belinda reads it.
Oh, that's a loan. What loan? You remember when we were kids, there was all that flooding? El Abuelo had to put in new irrigation to repair the damage to the old stables. So he got a loan.
Abril raises her brow.
Was it ever repaid? There was a financial crisis in 2001. The banks collapsed. The loan was bought by somebody and then was bought by somebody else and eventually just went away.
Belle, loans don't just go away. We still owe this money.
To who? I tried to find out and I was told, más vale dejarlo estar. Like, it's better to let it be.
Well, letting things be is a great way to get in trouble later. I learned that the hard way.
Belinda's eyes study Abril.
Oh, that must be Antonio.
Antonio who?
Tenaglia. He used to live at a ranch a few miles down the road. He was one of the kids that would hang out here in the summer.
She washes her hands.
I remember him, but why is he here?
He's a lawyer in Buenos Aires, and we're friends on social media. I asked him to stop by and look at the paperwork.
She dries her hands.
He's a lawyer? He was such a troublemaker when we were kids. I figured by now he'd need a lawyer.
It's good.
Abril heads outside. Belinda lowers her hair and removes an apron. Antonio exits a silver sports car.
Antonio!
Abril!
Abril rushes out.
I'm guessing that means you can't believe I'm here.
They hug.
Oh, I must be dreaming. Look at you.
Diego approaches. Antonio and Diego hug. Belinda steps outside.
Means, how are you?
Yeah, I got the gist.
Antonio, ¿cómo estás?
Belinda. Hey.
She and Antonio hug.
Look at you, all grown up. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
She beams.
Wow. It's hard to believe, right? All of us together again as if nothing has changed.
Diego and Abril share a glance.
Abril and I were just about to sit down to a light lunch. You're welcome to join us.
No, I don't want to intrude.
Oh. Please, come on. We are all friends, right? Come.
Yeah, that's true.
Belinda takes his arm and leads him inside.
After you, friend.
Thanks.
Soon, they all sit at a table on a patio.
I mean, I still can't believe you thought it was a good idea to ride a horse standing up.
We were playing gauchos. You have to make an entrance.
You were lucky you only broke your arm. It could have been your neck.
Mm-hmm. It was Diego's idea.
Well, I was 15. I was very stupid. I had a lot of stupid ideas.
Yeah, like trying to cross the river in your father's truck?
No, that was your idea.
It was not.
Abril, you suggested we drive.
I was joking. I didn't think you'd actually do it.
Abril, you know when we were kids, we would have done anything the two of you asked, right?
I don't know about that.
Come on, it's true. We both had terrible crushes on you.
You did?
Of course.
You never said anything.
Well, I was too young. Diego was the only one smart enough to do anything about his crash.
Abril looks up at him and scratches the back of her head.
Okay, I have to go. I have a tour group I need to take fishing. So, see you later.
We shall go with you.
What, fishing?
Yes. We used to do it all the time when we were kids. It'll be fun. Abril is only here for a short time, and who knows when the four of us will have another chance to relive old memories.
Diego and Antonio share a look.
Diego?
The more the merrier. Come.
He beckons them. Everyone stands. A river cuts through a vast open field. Later, the four stand at the edge of the river with fishing poles.
Okay, we're out of earshot. What is going on with you and Antonio?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Abril tilts her head.
Who knows when we'll have another chance to relive old memories?
Belinda smiles.
Okay, he grew up well. He's a successful lawyer. He's funny.
He's cute.
Well, yes, that doesn't hurt. But I don't know. Maybe now it's not the right time. With the ranch, the restaurant, and...
The right time is when you want it to be. Don't let anything else get in the way.
Is that what happened with you and Diego?
She shakes her head.
Diego didn't want it to be. We were going to go to college, but I wanted to go somewhere nearby so we can both stay on the ranch together, but... He wanted to strike out on his own. Make his mark.
Belinda nods.
So I went back to Boston. Which is fine, because I found a new life. Friends, career. You're both here, though.
Belinda smiles sheepishly. She turns her reel.
Oh no, I've tangled my line.
She eyes Abril, who laughs.
Antonio, could you help me?
She glances at Abril and walks over to Antonio. He places down his rod. Diego approaches Abril.
You won't catch anything like that.
I was never really good at this.
She shrugs.
Wow.
He holds on to her fishing rod.
Okay. There you go.
He adjusts it and lets go.
Thanks. Okay, so listen. I've been thinking a lot about your business plan. I found the copy you gave to Belinda, but I haven't read it yet. So, give me the elevator pitch.
Are you sure?
I want to use this land as an authentic gaucho experience.
He smiles.
Not what we do now or what everyone does, this touristy horseback rides and photo ops with ponchos. No, I want week-long trips in the outback where we teach people about the plants and the animals and the history and we preserve it, round up cattle and we cook on open fires, music, stories, heritage.
Well, that's a worthy dream.
A necessary one, because our people, the gaucho way of life has disappeared. Soon we won't even exist anymore. It's important.
She nods.
And on the business side, I know the market and the numbers. And it really makes sense if I own the ranch.
She puts a hand up.
Okay, but just hear me out. What if I find a way to make it make sense with you as an investor?
You're going to be talking about toasted pastries again?
She furrows her brow.
No, I can find a way to get everybody what they want.
He tilts his head.
And what do you want? What about you? If Belinda is out of the picture, would you come back?
No, I have a life back in Boston.
With no friends, no job, no family?
I have friends there. And my mom visits often. And the situation with my job, it's temporary. Finding a solution here will prove that I can do it again. But regardless, I know that I don't want to sell the ranch.
She nods.
And I know that I don't want to be just an investor. Look, I love it here. I love this land, but I can do this if I buy another piece of land.
She eyes him and tilts her head.
So you give up on what you love, find success somewhere else?
He quirks a brow and shrugs.
History repeats.
Oh, okay.
Abril's fishing line goes taut.
Oh,
She's almost pulled into the water.
Careful!
Diego holds her to stabilize her. They share a glance.
What are you doing?
Just making sure you don't get swept away.
They gaze at each other.
You okay?
Yeah.
At the ranch.
No, that's great. 3 o'clock, yes, done.
Abril's on the phone.
Hey, and if all works out, would you put in a good word for me around town?
Belinda approaches.
Alan, thank you so much. No, I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Abril hangs up.
Any luck finding an investor?
Maybe. That was an old associate of mine from McKinner.
I thought no one was taking your calls anymore.
Well, he's in agri-real estate now, so he smells money in the water. Anyway, he says he knows a banker in Buenos Aires, Tomás Campanaro, and he's done some deals with them and is interested and wants to come by today.
Belinda's eyes widen.
Today? What am I going to cook?
Abril tilts her head and smiles. Later, Diego brushes a horse hitched to a post. Abril approaches.
Hey.
Hey.
The saddle rests on the post. She rests her hand on the saddle.
Listen, I wanted to give you a heads up. There's a investor coming to tour the property today. So if you were thinking about dressing up as a ghost to scare him, I kindly ask not to cut any eye holes in sheets, please.
Well, your Scooby-Doo reference is not going to charm me.
Abril sighs and looks off.
Diego, I know, I'm sorry. I know that this is not what you want, but I do think that this is the best way forward. I'd be happy to help you execute your business plan. And who knows, maybe there's probably still a way that you can get to do what you want to do.
Just not here.
He eyes her sternly. She grimaces.
So, if this works out, will you be going back to Boston?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what I need to get my track record back on track, so to speak. Although, I do want to stop by Iguazu Falls on my way home.
She pets the horse.
Is it as beautiful as the pictures?
I don't know. I've never been.
I thought you went after that last summer we had.
No, I never made it there.
He stares at her and she nods.
Okay.
She forces a smile and walks off. Diego pets the horse. Later, a silver sports car approaches the ranch. It parks. Abril and Belinda step outside to greet the man.
Señor Campanaro, mucho gusto. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
A tall bearded man shakes her hand.
It's Tomas.
Well, I'm Abril, and this is my cousin Belinda, and we own La Rambla. Okay.
Well, just driving in. Your property's gorgeous.
Gracias. Are you hungry? I fixed a small snack.
And by small snack, she means enough food to feed most of South America.
Thank you. I just had a little lunch.
Okay, then. Why don't we start with a tour of the property?
Wonderful.
Maybe work up an appetite?
Well, sure.
They walk over by the stables with Tomas. Horses gallop in a corral.
So this is where we exercise and work the new horses to get them ready for trail riding with guests. And also our guests...
Hi. Hi. I'm Diego Mendez. I'm one of the caretakers here.
Tomas Campanero. So have you worked here long?
Yeah, well, I grew up here, so I know all the complexities of this place.
Kind of complexity.
Why don't we go see the stables?
They all walk now with Diego.
Oh, well, you know, how to manage the fields and the animals, how to irrigate from the river, how to deal with the droughts and the fires.
Are there fires?
Yeah.
All very manageable.
Well, I mean, and then there's the issues with the guests. I mean, the marketing, insurance.
Don't you have a tour to lead somewhere far away from here?
No, not for 2 hours.
Oh. Well, guest experience is our specialty, so we might be able to lend a hand with that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, by utilizing the undeveloped acreage you have to build more amenities for a more modern clientele.
Well, that's a lot in the face of an economic downturn in the agri-food and tourism sector, but what do I know? I'm just a caretaker here. Anyway, full disclosure, I'm sure they told you, but the property's haunted.
Haunted?
Oh. Abril sighs.
Yeah. Oh. Let me show you the stables.
You mean like proper ghosts?
Well, there's an energy around the whole property.
Tomas pulls away in his car. Belinda waves, standing next to Abril.
I don't like that look. What are you thinking right now?
Just trying to decide whether or not a jury would convict me.
Tomas leaves the property. Later, Abril marches over to Diego.
That was not funny.
I thought that was very funny.
What were you thinking? Because of you, we probably blew that deal. And
she shrugs.
How can you be so selfish?
Selfish? Me?
He points to himself incredulously.
That's funny.
Excuse me?
You come in here and you pretend to be everyone's savior. But you know what? Belinda doesn't need to be saved.
Diego stands.
And neither do I. You're doing this to prove something to yourself. And once again, it's all about what's good for you.
Once again?
Oh, is this about what happened when we were 18 years old? Do you really want to have that conversation now?
We're here now. Sure. Yeah. Say what you have to say.
Okay. Fine.
He stares at her.
You were my best friend. I mean, we only spent summers together, but I lived for those summers together. And then I fell in love with you.
She wells up.
And I naively thought that you felt the same way, but instead you just...
She shrugs.
You left.
We were both going to leave.
He shakes his head.
I just did it first.
Maybe it was just a summer romance.
He nods.
Maybe. And just like summer, it had to end at some point, no?
Right. Right.
She raises her brow and walks away. Diego stands in place, frowning. Nighttime at the ranch house.
Nothing makes me feel more Argentinian than eating an entire pound of provolone.
We are truly a special culture.
Abril and Belinda sit on the patio.
Okay.
They both have red wine.
I have a question.
Belinda tilts her head.
Do you actually want to keep the ranch?
Abril's eyes narrow and Belinda considers.
Amiga, I know my answer should be a resounding yes, but the truth is...
She shrugs.
You and Diego went off and had all this success in the world, and I was stuck here. I think I'm ready to see what the world has in store for me. And besides, this place is too much to be run by myself.
Yeah, I can see that.
Brill's eyes dart and she nods.
Then we should sell it. To Diego.
Belinda tilts her head.
You don't want to sell it.
I finally read his business plan. And it makes sense. It sort of felt like something I would have written. I want this place to be in good hands. Hands that will care for it. And if it's not ours, then...
She looks down at her phone.
Oh.
She picks it up.
Oh, it's an email from Tomas.
Belinda eyes her.
Oh, no.
Abril's face falls.
No, 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 no.
What is it?
She stands.
No.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué dice?
Abril paces.
Well, you remember that loan that you thought just went away?
Belinda stares at her.
Tomas found it. And guess whose bank owns it now?
Belinda furrows her brow.
What? How is that? What does it mean?
It means that he doesn't want to invest in La Rambla. He wants to take it.
Abril frowns and puts her phone down. She storms around the house and Belinda watches her. Abril approaches a building and knocks on the front door. Diego opens the curtained windowed door.
Hi, I need your help.
He eyes her with concern. Daytime. A blue sky hangs over Buenos Aires. An Argentinian flag waves outside a building. Inside, Abril and Belinda sit in an office. Diego stands nearby. Antonio joins them.
What did you find out?
It's not good, guys.
He sits at his desk.
I don't know how Campanero knew about the loan.
It was in the information packet I gave him. I had to disclose it.
You did the right thing. But his bank is very big and has a lot of connections. It wasn't hard for them to find it in the assets of another bank that had failed.
So he can just buy it and demand that we repay it now?
I'm afraid so, yeah? With interest and penalties, paying it will take everything. He'll own the ranch. They want to incorporate it into a resort they're financing.
There's nothing we can do to stop him.
Well, I talked to the bank's lawyers and threatened to tie them up in lawsuits until we are old and gray, but I don't know if it will do any good, to be honest. They said they would talk to Campagnaro.
This is all my fault.
Abril shrugs.
No, it's my fault. I should have taken care of the loan years ago.
No, it's my fault. If I didn't want to buy it, this wouldn't be happening.
Hey, guys. This is not anyone's fault, okay? Listen, I'm going to make some more calls and go over the paperwork in more detail. Maybe there's a solution I'm not thinking of yet. Why don't you three go relax, enjoy the city, and we can meet back here later.
Thank you, Antonio.
What are old friends for?
Antonio smiles at Abril, who returns it.
I think I'll stay here, in case Antonio has any questions.
Will you call me if anything comes up?
I will.
Okay.
Abril stands and turns to Diego.
What would you like to do?
When was the last time that you were in Buenos Aires?
Not since I was a kid.
He smiles.
Then allow me to be your tour guide.
Okay.
Come on.
The two exit the office. They pass colorful buildings of pink, yellow, and green. Abril takes a selfie with her and Diego in front of one of the colorful buildings. They smile in the photos. They walk on a sidewalk by old-looking buildings eating ice cream. She smiles and points at souvenir keychains. They walk outside the Casa Rosada.
How will you ever go back?
Honestly, I don't know.
May I ask, what happened with your job?
Oh, I was working for this big corporation that wanted to buy another big corporation, and it was my job to figure out if it was a good idea and figure out a way to make it happen.
Sounds complicated.
It was what I was good at. I spent months researching, trying to figure out a way to make it happen without a lot of people losing their jobs. And I did. It made sense.
He raises his brow.
What?
But turns out there were a lot of backroom dealings going on behind the scenes at my company, and certain reports were changed before they got to me. But if I had known,
He furrows his brow.
So, they blamed you?
Yeah. I was a fall guy. I don't know. Maybe I was just too focused on proving myself that I just didn't see what was really happening. Sort of like I'm doing with the ranch. I mean, your business plan is smart. I should have listened to you.
I should have realized that you had a lot more things to worry about than what I wanted.
I wanted to be free, and I was free. There's obviously more to that story.
I hated my job. I was good at it, but I hated it. There was no soul in it. Every day I was going to meeting after meeting, making rich people richer. And one day my father called. He said that he was thinking of retiring. He explained how much he loved the ranch, La Rambla, the life of the gaucho that he instilled in that place for so long.
All about soul.
Yes, soul, and I wanted more of that. Soul. A purpose, you know? So the next day I quit. You were right. When I was younger, I didn't care about being a gaucho. It's true. But now I do.
You take it very seriously.
I do. It's like, what is it that they say in your country? Go big or go home.
And you did both.
I did both.
You did both.
I did.
A couple dance the tango. The man wears a suit. The woman, a flowing pink gown. Diego and Abril approach.
Do you want to dance?
Flustered, she shakes her head.
I can't dance tango.
Dance something else. You're Argentinian, you could try.
I'm only half Argentinian. The other half is content to watch.
Onlookers film the dancers with their phones.
Did you dance with anyone in Boston?
Diego eyes her.
Are you asking me about my romantic history?
We are in a romantic park, people dancing. Seemed like a natural segue.
She tilts her head.
I've had a few long-term relationships. I'm not in one right now, which should tell you how the previous ones went.
Your choice or theirs?
Mutual, mostly. I traveled a lot for my job, always in a different city for months at a time. Makes it difficult to stay connected to someone.
Does it get lonely?
Yeah, occasionally. It also makes it exponentially easier.
I don't remember you liking things easy.
Ha. And what about you?
My romantic history?
Yeah.
I was with someone for a couple of years. When I lived in Mexico City, we worked together. She wouldn't have moved to a ranch. She loved her fancy shoes too much, the suits. I don't think she would have given them up.
Well, she should, because these boots are much more comfortable.
Do you want to give them a rest?
They stand by a bench.
Huh?
Abril nods, and they sit. Abril crosses one of her legs over the other.
Did we ever dance together?
I'm sure we have. Although, you were pretty busy playing that old guitar.
He pops his brow.
You still have it?
Yes. I'm a bit rusty. I need to practice.
How very gaucho of you.
Abril gazes at him.
Is it okay to say that I've missed you?
He smiles and nods.
Only if it's okay for me to say that I've missed you too.
Abril smiles and nods.
When I got to Mexico City, I almost came back a dozen times. I actually even wrote you a letter.
Did you
send it ground? Because 15 years later, I still haven't gotten it.
His head bobbles.
I never sent it.
Why not?
He shrugs.
I thought you wouldn't answer.
Her smile fades.
Well, for the record, I would have.
Diego leans closer.
You would?
She smiles and nods. Diego leans in to kiss her.
Oh.
She pulls away and grabs her phone from her pocket. She looks at it.
It's Belinda. Antonio wants us back at the office.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
They stand. Soon they enter Antonio's office.
Hey, what's going on?
Campanero's lawyers got back to me. To avoid a lawsuit, they're willing to forgive the loan.
Just like that?
If you agree to sell them the ranch. And this is their final offer.
He hands them a business plan and their faces fall.
This is less than what I offered.
A lot less.
It's not even close to what the land is worth.
I know. And so do they. But if you don't accept it, they will press the issue of the loan and you'll get nothing. I'm sorry, guys.
They all frown, and Diego studies the document in his hand. Abril sits with a coffee outside the ranch.
May I join you?
Andres, yes, of course.
He takes a seat next to her at the table.
Wow, you're up early.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep. You?
Well, over the years I've been here, I've tried to find a way to make horses and cattle sleep till late. But they're set on their ways.
Yeah, they can be stubborn. I'll have a talk with them.
I appreciate that.
So, Diego tells me you were thinking about retiring?
Diego should learn to keep his big mouth shut. That was mine to tell you. I apologize.
No, there's no need to. It seems as though it's moot at this point anyway. Once we sell the ranch to Campanaro.
She shrugs, shaking her head.
I'm gonna miss it here. I was born on this ranch. Raised my family on this ranch.
You put up with me every summer on this ranch?
When I said family, I was including you.
They share a smile.
I'm sorry I messed everything up.
Oh, no, this is not your fault.
She brushes him off.
And even if it was, I would forgive you. Just like I forgave you for sinking my truck in the river.
Diego was driving.
But it was your idea.
I was joking. And besides, he didn't have to listen to me.
Oh, of course he did. You would have driven that truck off a cliff, had you asked.
She looks off. Then smiles at Andres.
I guess I was bad influence.
Oh, no. You were good influence. You always made him con los pies sobre la tierra. You connected him to the ground. I suspect that's why he's back here. I always thought it was this place that gave him that feeling.
She shakes her head.
And now we're losing it? I should have trusted him.
And he should have trusted you. But he is like the horses and the cattle. Very stubborn.
She smiles and nods.
But don't worry. I'll have a talk with him.
I appreciate that.
He nods. Abril smiles warmly. Later, Abril enters a room in the stable where Diego cleans a saddle.
Hey.
She holds an envelope.
Are the papers from the bank?
They are.
Did you sign them?
No. We have until Friday at 5. I told Belinda we should wait till last minute.
You're hoping to get a brilliant idea so you don't have to sign them?
No. I just want to hold off as long as possible just to be difficult.
You're good at that.
Thank you.
They share a smile.
Are you leading the horseback ride today?
Yes. We have the gaucho camping trip. You should come. Yes, you must have a night in the pampas under the stars.
She nods.
I'd love to.
Good.
He grins.
One thing, though. I'm not going to help you set up your tent.
She furrows her brow.
Why not?
He shrugs.
Just to be difficult.
Got it. All right, I'll see you later.
She leaves and he laughs to himself. Later in the ranch house, Abril sits on her bed. She packs a bag. Belinda joins.
You're going camping with him?
She sits.
With him and a dozen tourists. Let's not make it a thing.
But I think it is a thing.
Are you and Antonio a thing?
Oh, we're not a thing.
Well, then we're not a thing.
Okay, I need to set the table.
For yourself?
Antonio's coming over.
Abril gapes, unsurprised.
He wants to review the contracts before we sign them.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio and I are not a thing.
Neither are Diego and me.
They share a knowing smile.
Have fun camping.
Have fun at dinner.
The sun shines over a vast open green field. A group ride on horseback together. Diego leads the tour. He's dressed as a gaucho and wears a beret. The sun hangs low in the sky as the group of horses trot across the field. At night, tents are set up, and Diego sits by a bonfire with a guitar. He strums.
Hey, get off your phone.
Abril looks up from her phone in her tent. They share a smile.
It wasn't business, I swear. It's just dumb.
She joins him at the fire.
I was looking at flights to Iguazu.
Oh. When are you leaving?
She sits on a stump.
Well, if we sign the papers on Friday, then sometime next week.
Oh.
Diego's face falls.
Didn't your abuela used to tell a story about the legend of Iguazu?
You remember that?
Yeah. Well, I remember there's a story, just not exactly what the story is.
Yeah. The legend of the Iguazu Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Diego stares off and nods.
There once was a beautiful girl, Naipi, who lived in a village by the Iguazu River. She was so beautiful that a god wanted to marry her, not realizing that she was in love with a mortal, Tarua.
A great and noble warrior, I remember that.
Yes. So to escape the marriage, Tarua and Naipi fled in a canoe down the river. Enraged, the god decided to slice the river in two, separating the lovers and creating the falls, turning Naipi into a rock and Tarua into a palm tree on the other side.
So they can see each other but never touch.
Exactly. But
he holds up a finger.
One day, a rainbow appeared. A rainbow that's still there today, linking rock to tree.
Bridging love for eternity.
He leans his chin on his palm and gazes at her.
Do I sense dissatisfaction with the myth?
Just, why does every love story have to be about two people who can't be together?
He shrugs.
Well, because if they could be together, there would be no story.
Abril smiles. She turns to look at the fire. Diego puts down his guitar.
Come.
He gets off his stump and lies on a blanket next to it. Abril joins him on the blanket. They lie next to each other, gazing up at the sky.
Do you know that letter I wrote? For what it's worth, I wish I'd sent it.
She knits her brow.
Do you think it would have changed anything?
I guess we'll never know.
Abril turns to him.
Do you still have it?
He looks off in thought.
I don't think so.
She turns and returns her focus to the sky. Stars fill the night sky.
How was camping?
It was good.
Back at the ranch.
That's all I get.
Belinda sits with Abril.
It was dinner with Antonio.
They're on a couch.
It was good.
Hmm.
What are you working on?
Plan B. Or C, maybe D. I'm not sure what we're up to now.
I don't understand.
Belinda furrows her brow.
Well, the problem we have is money. Plain and simple. Even if Diego invested, we still don't have enough to pay off the loan and keep the ranch afloat.
All right. So?
So, we need another investor.
Okay.
I have one Hail Mary. Kevin Murphy. We used to work together when I got fired. He knew who was really at fault, but never came forward. He opened his own private equity firm. I'm hoping that he'll have mercy on us.
And what if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, then we have no choice. We have to sell to Campanaro.
She grimaces and turns to Belinda.
I'm sorry.
Belinda frowns, staring off.
It's okay. Really, I've been thinking about it. And maybe I can find a job as a chef in the city. You know, work my way up.
Actually, no. I ran the numbers, and I think you'll still be able to open your restaurant.
Belinda's eyes dart.
My half of what Campagnaro is offering, it's not going to be enough.
I know. That's why I'm giving you the whole thing.
What? No. What are you gonna live on?
Well, I'm gonna find a job somewhere. And I have my savings, and I can always sell my condo and rent again.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'd do anything for mi mejor amiga.
Belinda smiles and hugs Abril.
You know what? For this, I cook something special for dinner tonight. Every night. For the rest of your life.
Well, I'm going to be a few thousand miles away.
I'll ship it.
Okay.
Belinda stands and walks off. At Diego's house, he puts a shoebox on a table and opens it. He flips through pages inside and pulls out an envelope. He opens it and retrieves the letter. He unfolds the letter. He smiles, reading it. He paces as he reads. He looks up at the door. He folds up the letter and puts it down on another table. He walks over to the door and opens it. Outside, Abril stands.
Hi.
He steps outside with her.
Are you okay?
Yes, you know, everything's fine. I just, I came to tell you that I'm leaving. We're signing the papers on Friday and I'm gonna leave on Saturday.
He shakes his head.
So soon?
Yeah. I could still stop at Iguazu Falls, and I need to be back in Boston on Monday so I can start looking for a job.
Right.
Anyway, I just, I really wanted to tell you that.
She turns to walk off.
Well, I can't actually let you leave without that tango you owe me.
She turns around.
Diego, I can't dance tango.
I'm a great teacher.
What, here?
Yes.
He holds her close.
Okay.
They start to dance.
Okay, follow me.
Okay.
Forward with your left.
Oh.
And then you're going to go sideways with the right.
Okay.
And then back. Back. Oh. And together. Very good. Okay. Once more. So you go forward. Side. Good. Boom.
Their feet move in unison.
One more.
Yeah.
Now you're going to do the same thing. But you're going to do it like this.
He places her head over his shoulder.
All right.
They continue to step in unison. She smiles.
That's really good. Really good.
They gaze at each other. Their faces get closer. They stop.
I hate your phone so much.
I know. Me too, but I have to take it.
She answers.
Hello?
Diego watches as she steps away.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah. Make it up to me how?
She paces.
What kind of job?
Diego listens in.
Yes, I will be in Boston by Monday. Thank you so much.
She hangs up and turns to Diego.
That sounded like good news.
No. It was great news. That was solve everything news.
What do you mean?
Come.
She takes his hand and pulls him ahead. Later, they're in the ranch house. Belinda enters with Antonio.
Hey.
I'm here. Catch me up.
Well, my former co-worker, Kevin Murphy.
The one who knew that you shouldn't have been fired?
Right. He can't offer to invest, but he says he feels terrible about not coming forward back then, that he wants to make up for it by giving me a job.
Diego raises his brow.
Congrats. Doing what?
Business strategy. Exactly what I was doing before, only I wouldn't be doing it as a consultant. I'd be doing it full-time in his company. It means I could just stay in one place for a change.
Diego half smiles.
Congratulations. You found your solid ground.
Yeah.
This is all wonderful news, but what does it have to do with the ranch?
Well, now that I have an income, I can use my savings and the money I can get for selling my condo to pay off the loan. Then Diego can buy us out with what you originally offered.
But this is where I have an issue. Your half of the sale is less than what you'd be putting in to pay off a loan.
I agree. I mean, you are putting in $10 to get back $5.
Yeah, but guys, this wasn't about the money.
She smiles.
I did it. I figured out a way to get everyone what they wanted. You are getting your ranch. You're getting your restaurant. And I'm getting my life back in Boston. Knowing that the ranch is in good hands with Diego's dreams for it and not some greedy bank. Antonio, do you think this will work?
As long as you pay off the loan, the ranch is yours to do with as you see fit, yeah.
She beams.
Aurel, are you sure you want to do this?
Yes.
She nods assuredly.
I love this place. And I love all of you. You are my family.
She pulls Belinda into a half hug.
Let me do this.
Diego eyes her sadly. Abril reaches out to him. He looks down and takes her hand. A small smile grows on his face. The sun shines over La Ramba Ranch. Abril sits at an outdoor table staring off as people on horseback pass behind her. Belinda joins her.
Antonio talked to Campagnaro's lawyers. They blustered a bit, but in the end, as long as we pay off a loan, there's nothing they can do to stop us.
Great.
He's going to draw up the contracts and bring them over tonight.
That's wonderful.
Abril stares off despondent.
Well, I can tell you're excited.
She turns to Belinda.
No, I am. I am excited. You're going to get the restaurant, Diego gets the ranch, and I'm going to go back home and start a new job, I think.
She puts on a smile.
Everybody's going to get what they wanted.
Belinda studies her face.
Is it what everyone wanted?
Smiling, Abril shrugs.
Yes.
Then we should celebrate. We'll have an asado.
Logs are moved around a fire pit. Meat is cooked on a grill. Abril smiles in a red dress. She and Belinda cut vegetables. Belinda samples some cabbage. A large group gathers. Bailey offers guests food. Abril smiles with Diego. A horse rider switches directions twice on horseback as the horse gallops. The other guests applaud. He does a headstand on the back of a horse as it gallops. His hat falls off.
Are you watching the chorizo?
Yes, on it.
Belinda joins Antonio by the grill.
You know, this is exactly the kind of restaurant you should open. A modern take on asado. I only have two requests.
She stirs vegetables.
One, that you open the restaurant within walking distance of my office, so I can have lunch there every single day.
She laughs to herself.
I'll do my best. What's the second?
That once you get settled, you let me take you out on a date.
She beams.
Yes. Definitely yes.
Yes.
They share a loving smile.
Se me quema el chorizo.
He grabs at it with his
you
hand.
You were supposed to be on the chorizo.
I am. I just got distracted.
No me quemes el chorizo. Después.
Men wearing berets and scarves serve food to the guests. They applaud at a long table. They clink wine glasses. The guests toast and drink. Later, at night, they sit by a bonfire. Antonio and another man play guitar. Several guests sing. Andres and Felice sit and sing. Abril beams, toasting her wine glass and sips.
Abril, I thought you said you didn't remember any Spanish and you sang all the words.
Oh, well, that's different. We used to sing that all the time by the campfire when we were kids.
You know, we just need to turn every conversation into a song.
Oh, no. We all heard Andres singing.
Oh, we always sing together, honey.
Andres puts his arm around Felice and holds her close.
So, Diego, now that you own the ranch, why don't you tell us all your grand plans for it?
I don't know about grand, but the first thing I want to do is expand the ranch house so we can host overnight guests.
Oh, well, that'll be great for the sunrise trail rides.
Yeah.
Abril smiles at him.
I love this song. Do you remember? We used to sing it by the river.
Diego begins singing.
Yo no le canto a la luna porque alumbra nada más. Le canto porque ya sabe.
Around the fire, the other guests smile.
Mi largo caminar.
Antonio plays guitar with another man.
Le canto porque ya sabe. De mi largo caminar.
Abril watches Diego and sways.
Lunita,
Bailey and Andres join in.
Amorcito,
so does Belinda.
Compañera de los gauchos.
Abril beams.
En la senda.
She looks around the circle smiling.
Compañera de los gauchos.
She stands and walks off. Diego notices. He stops singing and stands to follow her. She walks over to a path nearby, and Diego follows.
Hey.
Hi.
Anything wrong?
No. It's just, it's been a long day.
Was it my singing?
No, I loved it. I loved all of it. This is,
She wells up.
This is my solid ground.
Her head shakes.
My family.
Diego watches her intently.
What are you saying?
Her lip trembles.
I don't know if I want to let go of this place.
His eyes shift.
You don't want to sit?
What if you can still buy out Belinda, but then you and I could be partners?
He eyes her, considering.
I know that I don't know much about the Gaucho experience, but I know a lot about business, and I think that...
She shrugs.
We could be a good team.
Do you want to stay?
Well, not full-time. The job back home would keep me very busy, but I can still provide value. I can help with business plans and figure out ways to save money and maximize synergies and...
Come back in Boston.
Yeah. I mean, I would come visit. I can even work remotely. It's only an hour difference and...
She smiles.
I can spend summers here.
He rolls his eyes and looks off.
What do you think?
He purses his lips and shakes his head.
No. No.
He looks down.
Sorry, Odie. I don't want a partner, and I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course. I understand. It was just an idea. It probably would not have worked anyway.
He frowns, looking at the ground.
I will sign the papers in the morning and then head to the airport.
Thank you.
Yeah.
With his head, he gestures back to the fire.
Come.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be right there.
Okay.
Diego walks back to the fire, and tears fill Abril's eyes. She collects herself and returns to the fire. Daytime at La Rambla Ranch. In the kitchen, a table is covered in pastries. Belinda wears an apron nearby and places another plate of pastries on the table. Abril enters.
Okay, I think I'm ready to...
She stops and eyes the pastries.
What did you do?
I made some snacks for the plane right home. Pastelitos, alfajores, arrollado, y churros de dulce de leche, and the flan is in the oven.
Belle, I only have the one suitcase.
You can borrow one of mine.
Belle, you are kind and generous and more than a little loca.
Belinda smiles.
And I love you.
The cousins hug. They separate.
Stop. You're going to make me cry.
Yes, no, you're right. You're right. No crying. In the business strategy world, we call this a net positive outcome. Take the win.
Belinda wells up.
Okay. But you will come back to visit?
Yes, I will. I'll even bring toaster pastries.
Belinda smiles.
I should go.
Okay, I'll go get that suitcase.
Belle, no, I can't take another suitcase.
At least I carry on. Yeah.
Abril laughs to herself as Belinda leaves the room. She turns and looks at her reflection in a mirror. She steps closer to the mirror. She swallows hard. Wearing her gaucho boots, she steps outside, wheeling her luggage. She hands it to a cab driver, who carries it to his trunk. Diego joins Abril.
Hi.
Hey.
Finally going to the airport.
Yeah, I can see that.
He turns and looks at the luggage.
I signed the papers. Antonio's coming by to pick them up a little later.
She smiles at him.
Okay, thank you.
He smiles back. She walks to the car.
So will you be going to Iguazu Falls on your way?
I am, yeah.
Well, send pictures.
I will. And thank you for everything.
No, thank you.
They stop and face each other.
Thank you, sometimes there are no English words that I could use.
Then say it in Spanish.
Okay, you're all set.
Belinda joins.
Although I'm not sure you'll be able to get the flan for the airport security.
It'll be fine. Huh? I'll just share some.
She has another luggage. Diego takes it.
Come here.
Abril hugs Belinda again.
Please tell Antonio I say goodbye.
Andres and Feli approach her.
You're still here. We thought we'd missed you.
No, just in time.
Oh.
She hugs Feli. They separate and she smiles.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't.
Then she hugs Andres. She walks ahead with Diego. He shuts the trunk of the SUV.
Okay. Goodbye. Abril.
Adiós, Diego.
They hug. He caresses the back of her head, then kisses her cheek. She pulls away and looks at him, brushing the hair out of her eyes.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
He opens the door for her, and she gets in the back seat. He shuts the door and joins the others. They watch the car drive away. They all wave, and she looks out the back window, waving back. The car drives on the path under the trees. In the back seat, Abril shuts her eyes. She shakes her head and opens them. Back at his house, Diego picks up the letter. He sits on the edge of a bed and opens it up. He reads. He looks up and sighs. He furrows his brow, then gets up. Water crashes down at Iguazu Falls. The sun glitters on the water. Water pours down the side of a rocky cliff. Nearby, Abril approaches the lookout point. She smiles and shuts her eyes. She looks down under palm trees and spots the magnificent falls. She smiles and spins, looking at her surroundings. She holds her phone out and takes a photo from a bridge. Water pours over rocks and crashes into a pool of water below. She approaches another lookout point. She looks ahead at the falls. The sun shines overhead. She stands at a fence holding onto a railing, admiring the sights. Diego approaches beside her. She smiles widely.
Taking in the sights?
He turns to her, then nods.
Yeah.
He squints at the sunlight.
I was gonna come here many years ago, but didn't work out.
What stopped you?
He shakes his head.
I didn't want to come by myself. Oh, and
he pulls the letter from his pocket and holds it up.
I wanted to deliver this in person, finally. Before you open it.
He hands it to her.
It's in Spanish.
Well, then I guess you'll have to translate.
She returns the letter to him. He smiles and opens it. He looks down and reads.
Querida Abril.
He adjusts the letter in his hands.
Come home.
That's a long letter to say just that.
I paraphrased.
They share a smile.
You're the one that left. I wanted to stay.
He shrugs.
I didn't think you would.
She tilts her head.
Every time you left, it broke my heart. And I was young. I was too proud.
He shakes his head.
Too scared to tell you how I really felt, but now I'm not gonna make that mistake again. Come home.
I thought you didn't want a partner.
I thought I had to do it alone, to be strong. But I realized that I know that I would be stronger if we would be doing it together. And, you know, not every love story has to be about two people who can't be together.
She smiles.
Some stories are about us.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
I love you.
And I've loved you since the day we met.
They lean in and kiss. Their kiss grows passionate as the waterfalls crash behind them. They separate and hold hands, walking together along the lookout point. At the bottom of the waterfall, a rainbow is formed. Birds fly around the waterfall. The surrounding is covered in lush greenery. Later, at La Rambla Ranch, Diego looks out at the grounds. Abril wraps her arms around his shoulders and leans her chin on his shoulder.
Come on, Gaucho. We have a sunrise trail to lead.
They hold hands and walk off, wearing their gaucho boots, as the sun rises. Describe video provided by One Extra. Rolling credits. Copyright 2025, High Street Entertainment, Inc. Logos. French Street Pictures. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.